Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliate and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Listen, you know, y'all up against the military, but then y'all become a militarized zone.
Alright, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, to 109th and Figueroa, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't letting nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Right here, these are that.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokane, Solidar, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them. As far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swat me on some activity, I gotta get down with them. That's the rule. Well, I ain't gonna fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't gonna fuck with me. Cause I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers know it.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa.
Done for the benefit of you and only you, only the individual listener, no one else. So today is Sunday, November 29th, 2014. And I was thinking tonight's show, I'm going to do a bit differently. My lovely co-host, I cannot reach her, so I'm going to assume that she's tied up. She's busy. So if she gets back to me soon on the phone here, we can ring her in. But if not, then I guess we just, you know, we'll just keep on trucking, so to speak. So I hope everyone had an awesome weekend. It's bone-chilling cold here. I think it's like -4 Celsius, which that's very, very cold. In other words, four degrees below freezing. And everyone who listens to the show, they know that I always give the tribute to the greatest country on this planet. And, what did she say? You me? Oh, the co-host just said she's not free, sent me a text. You're supposed to be noticed during the day I'm not free. Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry. I guess it's my mistake, she says. Anyway, so without further ado, the Queen. England, great country.
Thank you.
tonight was a bit unusual in the sense the entire national anthem in its entirety. So just, you know, the mood just struck me, I guess. All right, so the number to call in, if you wish to, you know, contact us, it's 845-277-9357. Again, 845-277-9357. So we'll get right into tonight's show. And what is the show, actually? Let me go back and see what it is. Oh, there we go. U.S. entry waiver for admitting smoking marijuana at the USA border. You know, this topic I'm very, very passionate about. And I understand that not everyone has a legal background. You know, it's just fine. But for the life of me, I just cannot figure out why people admit to smoking marijuana at a U.S. border, or admit to any drug use for that matter. I mean, it's just, I'm going to assume it's not this reason here.
For $1,000, what day comes after Sunday? Brian?
French toast.
That's incorrect, Brian, and guess what?
Give me a hit, man.
You lose. Oh, wow, it's right, because marijuana has made you a complete imbecile.
I'm going to assume that's not the reason, but I just had to play that effect to get everyone's attention. Now, I'm going to tell you why CBP does what they do, their techniques, etc., and what their ultimate goal, you know, is. And in the end, you decide what you want to do regarding what you want to say, what you do not want to say. I will not give advice whatsoever, but I will give you the inside story. All right. For U.S. immigration, every person that's a non-citizen who goes to a U.S. port of entry, and we're not discussing like Jay Treaty people, which is like the First Nations, but every non-citizen who goes to a U.S. port of entry has to prove that you are admissible. The burden of proof is on you, not them, that you're admissible to the USA. Green card holders is a bit of a different story, but let's just focus on like just the normal travelers. We'll say Canadians. You go to that port of entry. Again, the burden is on you, not them, on you, to prove you're admissible. So you go there, they ask you various questions, you know, what is the ship, you know, where you're going, etc. What are you bringing in? All that stuff. So, and by the way, these guys do profile people. They say they don't, but they actually do. So let's say you go up to the port of entry, and he says, where are you going? Oh, I'm going shopping at the mall. Oh, okay, you're Canadian, yes, okay. So he says, we will ask you a few questions, just, you know, we have you go inside, get you to slip a paper, and you go inside. You know, they ask, you know, where you're going, you know, what you do for work, etc. Because, you know, the work part is under Section 214B, presumption of attending immigrancy. So they want to see that you are not an intending immigrant. And they ask you things like, you know, where you work, where you live. Maybe how much money you have in the bank, how much money you're bringing with you. It may even ask you, who do you hang out with, et cetera. One of the important things they may ask is, hey, when's the last time you smoked marijuana? Now, before we get back to that, I'm reading to you here. Under the immigration code, and I'll just paraphrase it. In general, et cetera, et cetera. Any alien, and you might want to write this down, in general, any alien, which you're the alien, number one, who's convicted of, number two, or who admits having committed, number three, or who admits committing acts, which constitute the essential elements of crime involving moral turpitude, one, or two, a violation of any law or regulation of a state, the United States, or foreign country, relating to a controlled substance, other words, drugs. So, if everyone understood that any alien admits having committed, convicted of, which constitute the certain elements of what I mentioned, you are inadmissible. Let's say the night before you took a toke on a joint, and you know you cross over, and he says, hey, when's the last time you smoked? He's not going to know the last time you smoked. So you say, okay, well, yeah, you know, last night. You just made yourself inadmissible. And next thing he's going to do, he's going to talk to you some more and kind of size you up and say, well, we have to write this up. And you'll likely say yes, which, by the way, you don't have to. You'll likely say yes. You'll likely say yes. He'll write it up. You'll sign it, more than likely. Most people don't refuse to sign, although you're not required to sign. You're not even required to do the interview, for that matter. But they sign it. You are now inadmissible. You just screwed yourself. You are now inadmissible. And there's a good chance you're going to need a waiver. Now, one of the things when they ask you about if you've used drugs, they're going to make a determination if you're what's called a sheep here. It's called class. They have to make what's called a class A designation to see if you're what's called a drug abuser or addict. Now, if I get back to the immigration code, I told you regarding being inadmissible, certain things make you inadmissible. And to get back to health, it does say right here, let me get it to the right page, a person who is determined, et cetera, by the Secretary of Health and Human Services to have a physical or mental disorder and behavior associated with that disorder that may pose or has posed a threat to property, safety, or welfare of the alien, or to have had a physical or mental disorder, and that's nothing, we're not talking about drugs now, physical or mental disorder and history of behavior associated with the disorder, which behavior has posed a threat to the property, safety, or welfare of the alien. So let me stop for a minute there. This part is discussing mental illness. And yes, you can be inadmissible due to mental illness. They have things like anxiety, depression, etc. One of my assistants, she has a background in mental health. So it's too bad she's not available now. I could have her speak on it briefly. But if you're determined to have a mental illness that makes you inadmissible, they will turn you around and send you home. And then when you go through the waiver process, there's a good chance they're going to write back and have you get a mental illness and done to a U.S. immigration panel physician. And this physician, you know, it's a Canadian, but it's this physician's job to evaluate you for your mental illness, et cetera, et cetera. If he decides that your mental illness makes you inadmissible, he writes his report up, sends it back to headquarters. I'm just skipping over a lot of things. I'm just summarizing. And headquarters says you are inadmissible and you cannot come in. The same exact thing is for the drugs. It says right here, determined, et cetera, by Secretary of Human Services to be a drug abuser or addict. So this is why CBP is asking you these questions regarding marijuana. They want to see if you're a drug abuser or addict. And as far as they're concerned, you are, quote unquote, an addict or a drug abuser. You're inadmissible. Yeah, you are inadmissible. They will send you home in a second. And you go home. Now, I told you before on other shows, these guys have to refuse so many people anyway. Because if they don't, then they run into other issues with the management. But that's a whole nother talk. So, yeah, of course, they're going to ask you about the marijuana usage. Now, the first thing they say, well, you're from BC, you must smoke. Last time I checked, they don't have cameras in your unit, in your flat. So they cannot really see what you do behind closed doors. This is not 1984, that movie in the book, you know, with the cameras watching, you know, you sleep and eat, and et cetera. So he doesn't know if you smoke or not. Now, it's up to you if you decide to say yes or no, you smoke. If you say yes, you smoke, you've made yourself inadmissible. If you say no, you don't smoke, and there's no proof to the contrary, he cannot make a determination that you're inadmissible for, you know, the drug usage. So again, this is not advice. You decide what you wish to say to CBP. The burden's on you. You decide. But, you know, if you decide to say yes, you're inadmissible, come see us. You go through the waiver process until you're 100 years old, and, you know, we're happy to have you, you know, as a client. We're definitely very happy to have you. Let's see. They also made some changes here to their regulations. I don't want to make the show boring or anything. I wish my co-host was here because she really knows how to get the, you know, the party going. No, she's not here. She's not coming. Okay. I mean, there's other stuff regarding, like, you know, even alcohol use. I mean, that falls in the category of physical or mental disorder. Doesn't say you cannot drink, but if you're considered, you know, like an alcoholic or something along those lines, or if they suspect it and you freely admit to it, you may make yourself inadmissible and go through this whole entire process again. So the bottom line, what I'm trying to say here, the burden is really on you, which you admit to. The more you admit to, the worse you make your case. But you decide what you want to tell us. It's up to you. There is one category under the immigration code for what they call misrepresentation. That's for people that lie. It's under 6C. Now, with the misrepresentation, they have to be able to prove the lie, right? Case in point, if say, well, I never smoked a joint in my life. They take your cell phone, look through it, and they see you there holding blunts. Well, you just had a nice 6C violation. Now, they have to look in your cell phone. There's nothing there to indicate any kind of, you know, marijuana or other drug usage. Then they cannot really pin that on you because there's nothing there to indicate it. Nothing to the contrary. They cannot do brain scans, mind probes. I mean, they're not Vulcans. Well, some of them act like it. They have no emotion. But they cannot probe your mind, people. You really watch. Again, this is not advice, but really be aware of what you say to these people. So the remember, the burden's on you, not them. I got all kind of nice things here. Regarding the marijuana, for them to make you inadmissible, they'll do a sworn statement. Before, when they did their sworn statements, they did really crappy jobs on them. And they didn't include the proper language in the sworn statements for these cases. So a lot of times we used to win these cases because the sworn statements were done in a really poor way. They seem to be kind of swinging to that and making the statements better. I don't want to give away too many trade secrets for the competitors to use, but I will say the sworn statements, if they're not done a certain way, they cannot be used against you. And, you know, we don't mind taking a look at your sworn statement to see if it qualifies. If any immigration lawyers are listening, they know fully well what everything that I'm saying is true. Immigration lawyers use a special, I'll call it a special manual, written by another lawyer. Again, I don't want to give any tips away to the competitors, but if you're an immigration lawyer listening, you know which book I'm referring to, and it starts with a K. And it ends, let's see, I'm looking at mine now. Ends with an F, looks like. And the individuals, well, I want to tell you the name of the lawyer that wrote it. But I'll say the name of the lawyer that wrote it. His first name starts with an I. The initials IK. I like mine saying that. And you immigration lawyers know that that's the greatest source books to use, that manual. It's quite thick. It's a good, looks like maybe it's 4 to 5 inches. I don't have a ruler in front of me, but it's very, very informative. So we know the sworn statements, secondary. We had one guy that did his case on his own before he met us. They found him at the port of entry there. He had zigzags with him, and he had a little bit of marijuana. So he did his own waiver. He didn't do it properly. They denied him. We redid it, and they actually cleared him for life. He's actually cleared for the rest of his life. In his case, he had to get a medical assessment done through the doctor. Dr. Morgan, he's no longer doing these cases. But Dr. Morgan was in downtown Vancouver on Burrard Street. I don't know if he's still there. But he was the one. He was the panel physician that used to do these examinations. So, but yep, he's no longer in the picture. Oh, and again, people, if you have any questions, call in. It's 845-277-9357. And if you want to check out our website, this URL is denied, no, D-E-N-I-E-D, denied entry to USA.com. And I was just thinking, I spoke to a good friend slash client about 3 hours ago, and he's in Ontario. And to make a long story short, I was told that a known person had got refused the entry. And he said that this particular person was kept there for like 4 hours, and they just grilled and grilled and grilled, and finally the person just could not take it and, you know, was turned around. I tell you, well, I can understand, because this person, you know, maybe I think a bit older, a little older, so it's different. But if you're a person who's like, say, 22, 23, healthy and young, you're going to have to take a bit of know how to take pressure and deflect it, because life in general is pressure. You know, I mean, someone older, that's different, because the nerves can be frayed easily, and, you know, perhaps maybe more intimidated or whatever. I understand that. But if you're really, really young, you really got to know there is pressure. And these people cannot sign anything. They cannot make you sign. They cannot make you talk. They really cannot do whole. But if you start, quote unquote, voluntarily elaborating, then you're done. And I know they might keep you there 4, 6, even 8 hours. You may or may not get water there. But you really, really have to resist this pressure. Because if you can resist this pressure and they finally release you, it's much easier to get you cleared, possibly even for life, you know.
Totally.
But if you don't resist this pressure and you say or give the wrong thing, the wrong info, then you're essentially done. So I don't know how to emphasize that, you know. I just don't know. I can say it forever and ever.
Totally.
But whatever I have to do for to sink into people, do. Almost did it again. Again, not advice. You decide what you want to do. But the more you tell these people, the more it's used against you. So you decide. Let's see. Getting back to. Okay. Yeah, this individual. Okay, yeah. He had to go to a panel, what's called panel physician, and his medical assessment, etc. And he went through it twice, believe it or not. The first time he went through it, he failed. So we did his case. In fact, the same doctor, mind you, was maybe a year or two later, the same doctor cleared him. And by the way, you pay the bill. It's not free. And it looks like here, he paid $1,000 for the exam, which came out of his pocket, you know, not the government's, out of his pocket. This same doctor, this Dr. Morgan, sent this guy for an examination with the shrink, the psychiatrist. And apparently, from what I'm being told, that was fairly common at this clinic. You would see the first doctor, then he'd always write your referral to see the shrink, which, by the way, you paid the shrink as well. And I think he told me the shrink was either $1,000 or $2,000 separately. So either he paid $2,000 or $3,000 out of his pocket to both these doctors total. Could be, maybe it was even you know, even more money. But the point is, it's all because he was too much of a, you know, too chatty. And he's really a guy. He's a really good lad. I don't want to say anything bad about him. He's really a good guy. But he was just too chatty. So it ended up costing him a lot of money. And of course, we did the work and cleared and recharged. We weren't that easy on him, price-wise, I have to admit, because it was a lot of work undoing what he did. But now, to this day, he's cleared for the rest of his life. He doesn't even need a waiver. So, you know, with these waivers, it's not like you're just filling out a blank form. You really got to know what you're putting down that paper, and you really have to know how to make what I call a proper presentation.
Totally.
you know, you make an improper presentation, then you'll possibly up a creek.
Whatever.
Yeah, and I know some competitors will say that to me, but in the end, we produce results. And 9 times out of 10, results that are favorable, you know, to the person.
Totally.
And another sip of beer here. I'm talking about drugs and alcohol, and here I'm drinking a beer. So I'm not going to bore you with, like, what the manuals say, et cetera, et cetera. You just really need, the bottom line is you need to know the basics. Whatever you admit to, convicted of, or admit to committing an act, makes you inadmissible, bottom line. Misrepresentation, they have to prove you've lied or you made a false statement, is what I should say. A false statement to gain into the USA. Now, everything that I'm saying is, you know, a bit more detailed, but I'm basically giving you the very simple version of everything.
Totally.
Oh, thank you. So, again, people, what you admit can and will be used against you. You make the decision what you want to do when you get to that port of entry. But one of the things that they go by is if it's not documented, it didn't happen. So they want to document. They want to document you. That's why they put so much pressure, you know, to document. The more they can document, the more it's used against you. You know, because when they use what's called procedural due process, that's, how can I explain that? Imagine going from A to Z, and Z meaning, you know, you're up a creek. A meaning the beginning. That process from A to Z is who is this? Oh, nice. Someone said, hell yeah. Is essentially what's called procedural due process. And I don't want to bore you with a bunch of terms, you know, like that. But essentially, A to Z is the path. If you can disrupt that path and not get to Z, you're free. They can't do anything. But if you allow them to complete that path, then you're done. So you guys got to remember, these guys at this port of entry are not your friends there. Not there to help you. I don't know why people just feel the need to go there and start being chatty. They are not there to help you. I mean, I don't know how to overemphasize that. I'm going to say it one more time. They are not there to help you. And whatever you say to them, depending upon what you say, of course, can and will be used against you. I mean, I just hope that these shows get the right people so they understand that how the system works. I'm really trying not to go into like a lot of like details in a sense of boring stuff, but you wouldn't really be interested in the details anyway. And I kind of like to keep the, you know, show kind of, you know, kind of fun. Exactly. But this is the, you know, the name of the game. What you say can and will be used against you. And what else did I say? What you say can and will be used against you. What else did I say? What you say can and will be used against you. I hate to sound like a robot, but for some of these people, they need this reinforcement. You're not required to speak to these people or elaborate. You are not required. Bottom line in the story, bottom line, you are not required. They cannot force you. They cannot. They can play games with you, mental games, and etc. You fall for it, then you can't say, well, they made me, because they really cannot make you. And mind you, if you're like a, you know, diabetic or whatever, you need your food or whatever to help your sugar, and you feel drained. I mean, that's understandable. But again, if you're that 22-year-old, you know, girl or lad, and they try to do this, you really got no reason for them to be able to break you down. And if you can't take that kind of pressure, how are you going to take the pressure of daily living? Now, let's just be bluntly honest here. What's interesting is that the immigrants from the certain countries overseas, they usually don't fall prey to these tricks. They say nothing. And it's actually, believe it or not, it's actually easier to get them cleared than the traditional Canadians. Much, much easier to get the immigrants cleared. Because they need nothing. Even before they come to us. Yeah, you're right. I just got a Twitter post here. He's giving me a thumbs up saying yes. Where is he from? He's from India. Hell yeah. Wow, the Twitter's on fire now. Wow. You know, he likes the energy here. Yeah, see, so people do listen. They listen to the show. I'm looking at all the lights now on the board.
Totally.
It's really, really amazing. But I think tonight we're probably going to do a short show because the co-host is not here. And I'm a bit under the weather. I had a slight cold. So I guess I'm not getting enough rest. Let me go over here briefly and see what else we got here. Again, people, if you want to call in with a question, please do. 845-277-9357. That's 845-277-9357. And I wanted to see. No, he's not available. I wonder if he's willing. Hey. Ask a client here. He mentioned earlier, he said he wanted to be on the show. I didn't get a chance to find out if he wanted to do it. Okay, show is on now. Done. He hasn't gotten back to me. So what did I say again, people? What you say can and will be used against you. What did I just say, people? What you say can and will be used against you. I'll probably say that at least 100 times till it sinks into your head that what you tell these people can and will be used against you. All right. Wow. Looking at all the lights on the board. So the board is lit up here. So don't be shy, people. Just give us a jingle. Call in. So we discussed drug usage, marijuana, and why they're doing what they do and how they do it and the reason why. We discussed the physical mental disorder. We discussed how they're looking to see if a person is a drug abuser or addict. We covered that. So now everyone knows why they ask about the marijuana. To see if you fit into the category of, what did I say? Physical mental disorder or drug abuser or addict. One other thing people don't realize is, let's just say, who's this? Well, he says, okay, I smoke marijuana. Does that make me an addict? Good question. And only you know that answer. How often do you smoke? When do you smoke? Do you smoke every day? Do you smoke 4 a day? Do you smoke once? When do you smoke? I can tell you now. You tell Homeland Security you smoke, you are inadmissible, buddy. You are inadmissible. Bottom line, end of story. So, it's, you know, again, it's your choice what you decide, quote unquote, disclose. You tell them you're inadmissible. Bottom line. But again, good news is some of these kind of cases we get, we can actually clear for life, depending upon how the sworn statement's done and whatever you may have admitted to. And I've already covered the fact that they can look in your cell phone. They can take your cell phone from your hand and search it and see if there's anything incriminating in it. And if there's something incriminating in that cell phone, it will be used against you. There's no if. It will be used against you. Bottom line. So people putting, you know, these phone of joints or you smoking up, et cetera, or even on your Facebook, you know, it's not a good idea because they can actually see your Facebook. They can access your Facebook and see what you posted. People don't realize that. So all this social media, you guys putting all this stuff out there about your parties, toking up, or, you know, doing a line of coke on the table. They can see these photos, and they will use these photos against you. So if you write, you know, let's say if you write blogs or whatever, discussing and et cetera, they use this stuff against you people. Just remember, what you put out there, social media, online, these guys can see it, and they will try to get you to admit. And it happens if you admit.
Totally.
That's right. You're done. So the trick basically is, you have to know before you go. When I say no, you have to know what's in that system before you cross over. You cross over and you don't know what's in that system. You've essentially put yourself at the mercy of CBP. And I don't know about you, I don't want to be at CBP's mercy. You know, one thing you guys got to understand, a lot of these guys that they hire now are like this. By the way, that's the U.S. Marine Corps theme song, for anyone who wasn't aware. They hire a lot of military veterans, and these veterans are really, really hardcore, harsh people.
Everywhere we go, ho!
Everywhere we go, ho!
People want to know.
People want to know.
Who we are, ho!
Who we are,
ho! So we tell them.
So we tell them.
United States Marine Corps.
United States Marine Corps.
United States Marine Corps.
Yeah, so, you know, these people get this military training. They get these jobs. These people have a military mindset. They're not going to go easy on you. Don't expect them to be easy, because they're not conditioned to be easy. They're conditioned to be tough. They're conditioned to fight wars, these veterans. So, you know, they leave the military. They get these jobs. So don't expect, you know, to get mercy or sympathy, because these guys need stats. They need stats. They don't care if you're inconvenient. If it inconveniences you that you can't enter, they say, "Oh well, no problem." They say it's your issue, not theirs. So, again, I don't know why people feel these guys are there to help you, because they are not. These guys are the military mindset, and they used to stuff like this as well.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Which I hope that I never ever hear that sound in real life, because that sound is not good, to say the least. And if anyone wants to know what that sound is, that's the sound of it's like a nuclear missile strike against North America. You don't want to ever hear that sound. But the bottom line is, these guys in the military, they get these jobs. And they get, you know, this uniform, badge, and gun.
That's you, clear.
And that's what they do. You know, talk on the radio, they enforce these laws. So again, people, they are not your friend. They are there to take care of business. But we get some people who are like,
whatever.
Till they get there, and then they, you know, in the end, they realize and it's, you know, it won't go in your favor. Again, people, you want to give us a call, 845-277-9357. Still got a few more minutes here. We're probably going to do a short show. It depends. Everyone is sleepy right now. I mean, I know it's 9:15 here, quarter after 9 here. But everyone appears to be very sleepy. I guess maybe they had a long week. And it's also close to the first of the month, and people are tired and stressed and close to holidays, and people's money is a bit tight. So, you know, we understand. But we just don't want you getting up there. But more importantly, the competitors who do this work, I likely won't be as versed in it as we will. Because, you know, all our years of experience, or at least my team, the team that I have.
Have you been stopped at the U.S. border? If so, we can help. Been denied entry to the USA? If so, we can help. Criminal record? We can help you get a pardon. Call 1-888-908-3841 and ask us to solve your USA entry problem.
Well, people, I mean, I can't say anywhere other than what you say can and will be used against you. So, again, if you don't remember anything else, you know, remember what you say can be used against you. So, if there's no other callers, I see all these lights on the board, but no one wants to call in. I guess maybe they're sleepy. So we'll make tonight a short night. And send us more, you know, emails and messages. Let us know what kind of show you like. Info at deniedentrytousa.com. D-E-N-I-E-D, denied, then word entry, E-N-T-R-Y, T-O, to USA.com. And give us more feedback. We have a lot of feedback. What we're discovering is people really, really like the shows discussing like inside tips, inside secrets about the border. Only problem with that is if we go too much in detail, the competitors will hear this and try to use it for their advantage. So I'm trying to strike a balance in the sense of not too much for the competitors, but also keep you guys informed. So I still need to figure out a way to do that, unfortunately. However, if you become one of our folks, then that's give all this info and more, if that makes any sense. So, all right, well, I guess I'll wrap up tonight. I think it's been on, 30 minutes or so. And everyone had a great night. And in the words of my walking colleague, live long and prosper.
Here I stand, done bent, gotta represent, soft scent, throat, L.A. every day, nigga, monthly, yearly. 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me. Atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area. Bull Massive, Pit Bull Terrier. I'm coming through like the Wu dumping chambers. Third life, get it right, nigga, danger. 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me. 40 Glock up on your block, headshot. Chest plate getting blown when the 9 knocks. And in the distance, ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up and Chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the C-O-E, Sherm stick. That's how we do it, kicking back.
Commission going combat, gangsta media, terrorize the city. I thought you knew Swift to the combo, competitor, garage cheese, looks like competitor. Knocking out, beyond the bus, right? Fuck a trick.
What up? Join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. A show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Right now we gonna get y'all know something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
As I ride, smoking that pot, until stay lit, my eyes are slow, they flaming like fire. I keep them blazing, but I know I get no higher. See, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep.